And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a fun show for you today. We got lots to talk about. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing with Jason and Jamie Diamond from Stardust Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking boats, fishing, fish, the whole nine. It's going to be a great show with a couple of great folks, and we're really looking forward to talking to you. It's going to be a fun one this morning. Lots of reports and lots of information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
If you're into saltwater fishing, Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps teaching and showing the latest product. Join our free casting contest and show your surface iron casting skill. Amazing seminars by some of top names in the business. A huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. It's our biggest sale of the year. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 1st.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And stoked to have these people in the studio, man.
No doubt yeah. about it. We were talking during the break about fishing, and like just in the 2 minutes of first commercial break, I was so fired up to get to go up there. What a year you guys have had. This was, you know, Jamie, you're saying this is going to go down in the history books as one of the best bites that we have seen Santa Barbara fishing and everything you guys are doing. Well, first off, good morning, and how fun this is going to be for the next couple hours talking fishing with
you
two.
Good morning, guys. We're stoked to be here.
I love talking fishing.
Right?
I can tell that very much. Well, first time having both Jason and Jamie on the show this morning. We're really excited to have you guys. And, you know, it's going to take most of the 2 hours just to cover all of the hats that these two wear between fishing, boats, landing, all of the things keeping us fishing and keeping us on the water. And so before we say anything else, a huge thanks to both of you guys for everything you do. Yeah. And we're really, really pumped to have you and hang out and talk fishing for the next couple hours.
We're stoked to do what we do to be able to keep everybody going.
Yeah. Well, you do. And speaking of everything going, give us a little rundown. New to Let's Talk Hookup, but sure not or to me and you guys being on Let's Talk Hookup, but not to Len. And give us a little rundown of what you guys do fishing-wise and where you do it at and the boats. And there's a lot of really cool stuff to cover, and you guys have had one heck of a year doing it.
Well, I can kick it off. I'll follow.
Okay. So we have the Stardust and the Coral Sea out of Santa Barbara Landing. We've had the boats since late 90s, mid to late 90s, and the Coral Sea, we got that from Franker City back in 2015. and established a pretty great run pretty quickly with that boat out of Santa
Beautiful
Barbara.
Beautiful boat. Very comfortable.
Yep. And then we were really blessed in 2021 to be able to take over ownership of the landing. It used to be Sea Landing. It's now Santa Barbara Landing. And I know there's folks that will never stop calling it Sea Landing. And that's okay.
It's all right.
I still call it Sea Landing.
But, so that it's been an adventure. It wasn't something we had planned on. And we had so many what ifs, and someday it'd be so cool if we could do this or do that. And we're getting to do that now. And not just as far as, like, bringing in a really robust tackle shop to the harbor, which was really needed, but also our ability to give back and feed back into our community and use the resources we have to help folks and to support folks. And we're really excited to be able to do programs like Fish for Life. And,
we can be a hub for charity events and stuff, which we've always wanted to do, and now we can just do it whenever we want. We don't need permission.
It's your call to
make it. We're going to hit it hard sometimes on that stuff. Yeah, it's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And the landing, again, like you say, lot of history, but your heart and soul is into this. And, you know, nothing makes something run like passion, and that's something that clearly the both of you share for that area and the fishing and what you get to do.
I feel like I'm just getting started every day. It's really cool.
How awesome is that, right?
It is awesome. I wake up fired up. And, you know, our kids are involved in it, you know. My wife's involved. I mean, it is really something, you know.
And I know, Jason, I mean, that part of the coastline is really untouched, but except for your landing.
Like, I call it God's country.
It really is.
It is. It's God's. We get to fish in God's country. Yeah. It's really cool, yeah.
And I mean, from the sea bass fishing, the halibut fishing, and near and dear to my heart, the calico bass fishing.
You know, that calico bass fishing can be very good sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know, we hit those calicos when we have weather days. We'll fish the coast. And if we're not getting rockfish on the coast, like up north, Gaviota Coast, if it's a little poopy up there, we'll just fish down there, and we'll catch calicos and stuff. They're not as popular up there as they used to be for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's just because our rockfish, sea bass, halibut fishing is incredible. It's not like that. You have to work at it a little bit. You got to go back and forth to the bait tank. You got to make a lot of cash. You got to do this, and that. Some people just, I mean, that's a lot of work. You know, but once they catch you, they start getting into it.
Well, I also
they're like, hey, I kind of like these things now. Yeah,
right.
You got to, like, reintroduce them.
I think it's kind of like a different type of fisherman, too. We've really gained a following of folks that know that they're going home with a lot of fish to put in the fridge and the freezer.
Quality.
They're grocery shopping.
It's a harvest.
Ultimately, they're harvesting. They're hunting. And it's a little, like, we get those charters that really want to do that fun shallow water plastics fishing and, like, get really niche with it. And they're into all the intricacies. But the majority of our open party folks, they're looking to put food on the table. And we're there to help them.
Yeah, and it's one of the most fish-rich environments to get to do so, too. I mean, like you said.
It is a lot of fish sometimes. We'll do these two-day trips sometimes.
Okay.
You know, our private charters, we'll do a two-day trip on the Coral Sea. Man, it is a lot of fish, man. It's like you just went down the Baja a week down there. It's amazing to see how much fish you come home with sometimes.
So, Jason, when you're talking a few day and you're talking the Channel Islands, I assume.
Yeah, Channel Islands, yeah.
So, like, those islands for somebody out of Ventura Oxnard is, I mean, you know the mileage. I don't, it's a pretty far run.
That northern island chain we're very close to.
Which is straight out in front of you.
Yep.
Which is basically a 2.5 to 3 hour drive away.
And it's a completely different running direction than it is from the south or east.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like a lot better.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes not.
But it's a straight shot out from Santa Barbara out to Rosa for us. You know, we fish that on a 3-quarter day trip.
That's so cool.
We generally leave at 7 and get back about 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
And the lingcod fishing, rock fishing.
That lingcod bite this year was next level. I've never seen them bite for so long. So many for so long. I mean, it wasn't just a, you know, 1 month, 2 month stand. It was like the whole season. We had epic lingcod fishing. But, you know, it's so funny, that white sea bass and halibut fishing kind of blocked that a little bit when it was so good. But, I mean, my gosh, we just caught lingcod the whole season.
Isn't that crazy?
Big ones, too. It was really cool,
Like how big? Like when you're, like, average fish?
Well, you the average fish was between 5 and 10 pounds.
Okay.
And then there were bigger ones, you know, 12, that's 15 so pounders, cool. stuff like that. Yeah, some 20 pounders, stuff like that. Yeah.
Beautiful grade.
Yeah. And we were talking, like you said, it was tough because it got overshadowed because of how good that
sea bass bite was. Next,
that
was real good. That was like real good. That also had a lot of legs on it. It lasted a long time, until August almost.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, everybody in here, correct me. Isn't that where the whole fluke thing started?
That's where the whole thing
started. Yeah.
Dude, who knew? Who knew, right? Corey, who knew flukes were like...
Rule the day. I mean...
Those things caught just as much as squid or more.
Well, you're asking a guy that knows.
I'm talking to the plastic man pretty much here. But, yeah, I mean, I'm telling you.
No, I mean, from my heart, I know that stuff works, but it's convincing and educating. They're educated now.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it's
really
a complete,
cool.
it's really a schoolroom cool. that is completely
what's
educated.
Really cool is, like, Rolf and Sal, you know.
Yeah.
Rolf has started, he put some spinning rods
Wait,
in the boat.
Wait, you're mentioning two captains.
Yeah.
Rolf, like, legendary, like, so quiet. Like, there's probably people who have never heard his name. There's people that have definitely heard of Rolf and Sal.
Rolf and Sal...
They've been with you for a long time.
Sal's been with me for 22 years. Rolf has been with me since he was a child. Most of my crew has been with me for many, many years. You know, I don't have many new people. They've been with me for a long time.
But I know...
And my guys are amazing. They're the nicest guys in the whole world.
And they carry legendary.
They're awesome.
Santa Barbara legendary status.
Hey,
but I got to tell you...
Guess what they do on their day off?
They go fishing.
They're down here with you guys. They're down here with you.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, you know.
Awesome.
No, it's awesome. But Rolf Astarte, he bought some fitting rods, put some fitting rods about for people, tied some flukes on them, right, and just started handing rods to people. And then Sal started doing the same thing, too, so people could use flukes. Cause they kind of work better than squid even, you know. And people, I mean, that's a pretty cool deal, man.
That's awesome.
People were having a lot of fun doing that, catching fish on flukes.
And how fun for you guys, too, to just day after day after day get to participate in that level of fishing and just how excited it makes everybody. And, I mean, that's still a fish. Even with the amazing fishing that you guys have on them, like, there will never be a time when catching a legal sea bass or halibut just isn't a big deal. It always is. And
it's always
to get to
be
provide
big deal.
That for so many people and, for so long.
And the halibut fishing, too, was also extremely good.
Awesome.
My gosh, we were on a two-day trip. We had, like, 81 halibut.
What?
Yeah, 81. Yeah. 81
halibut.
And I'm going to tell you, most of those halibut came on flukes.
Yeah,
come
cool.
on.
I ain't lying.
So... You mentioned that. Is that island fish? Coastal?
That was island fish.
Because I know coastal fishing could be really good, too.
Yeah, but it was island fishing.
It was island fishing.
Crazy.
To be able to get folks who, they call us, they're like, man, I have never been able to catch white sea bass in my life.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure? And we're like, well, I mean, I can never guarantee anything.
This last
season you could be the only guy that still doesn't catch a fish. But
get your butt up here.
They were, get up here. This is the chance. Like, if you were that guy that just couldn't for the life of you, this was your chance to do it.
Knock that thing off the list.
Yeah.
Well, this last season was a bucket list season.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to catch a halibut, a white sea bass, or a lingcod, a lot of people, you know, their bucket list is a lingcod. Yeah. I want a legal lingcod. I've got 1,000 shorts in my mouth. I want a legal one.
Yeah.
I'll go up there and get a legal one. They're like, oh, my gosh. I've been years before. I've been fishing for years. I've always wanted to catch one.
What currently, I mean, is the sea bass halibut thing still, like, rolling?
No,
it's backed off.
It's backed off.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
what
supposed to be backed off.
What about with the deeper water? With the restrictions now, we have to go deeper.
So seaward of 50 fathoms.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we're fishing 800 feet every day. We could be 350.
Sure.
We could be
350.
We're fishing like 300.
300 to 350.
Mm-hmm. 400.
Yeah. 400.
Now, 425 is a good number and inside that.
Now, you guys...
Right in there. And occasionally we'll go a little deeper. We just don't tell you how deep it is. You don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Let them go.
Yeah.
Just let them go.
Turn the handle
guys.
For another 2 minutes and it's up.
Yeah. I was on a spot. I was like 700 feet deep on it. I just said, I let them go, guys. And we caught all these big Mexican rockfish and groupers and reds and all that stuff. You know, it seems to be where... No, fish are just heavier.
That's
it would take you a little while to get them up. That's all.
That's what I was so curious to ask is, you know, down here, when we're fishing in that, you know, the greater depth that we're in right now, we see, you know, we see bigger rockfish and we see things we don't see all the time, and it's so exciting. But you guys live in the land of big rockfish where that fish is also available in the shallow.
Right.
It does it, you know, And that was going to be my question. Do you see, you know, bigger grade of fish when you're fishing deeper that you don't normally fish all the time, or do you see more exotic or fun? But, you know, you just live in an area where it's so good from the depth all the way up into the beach. And right. I was just really curious how the little bit deeper has changed. Or
a little deeper, it's just, I mean, I guess there are a lot of nice fish out deep, too. But,
sure.
But there's a lot of nice fish up shallow.
Yeah. Like so, super shallow.
Yeah.
It's like super shallow. Like in the teens. And, you know, I mean, 30, 40 feet of water sometimes.
And you're talking, like, how...
When we're fishing the dark spots at Rosa for, like, sea bass and stuff, when they're coming out of the kelp, we're catching all these big Johnnies and stuff on plastics and little jigs and stuff
right.
all day long that's sometimes, fun. Yeah.
Nice cabazon.
Sheep head, all kinds of stuff.
And the rabs come up shallow, too.
Yeah, those big Johnny bass are kind of badass.
Yeah.
Well, that's something... I love... They're this big. I mean, they're
like,
awesome. They,
like, yeah. two, three pounds?
No, I'm talking 4 or 5 pounds.
Come on.
Up
my
to
gosh.
6 or 7 pounds.
Wow.
Up to 6 or 7 pounds. Yeah.
And it's so crazy because people don't realize.
Go
I mean,
look at the pictures. You'll see some of that stuff.
You're still... kind of a part of Southern California. You're at the northern end of Southern California.
We're on the northern end of Southern California.
I mean, I hate to put you into the category, right?
It's South Lake Conception.
I didn't mean to offend you,
right? I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, you better be careful. That could be throwing shade.
Exactly. But when we fish down here, you do a circle on the, you know, with the Daily Double or the Fisherman 3.
Right.
Well, which you...
Which I grew up on, cut my teeth on.
So,
yeah.
So when you do that circle along the kelp and you throw the chovy and the calicos start flipping and flopping.
The Johnny Bass will do that.
Up there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And what other kind of, I mean, do you get calicos like that
Blue
too?
Blue rock. Oh, yeah, you get calicos up in there. Generally, up that far of the island, there are not as many calicos.
Yeah.
They're starting to get to the northern.
Yeah, that water just doesn't stay stable enough for those things, yeah. But
Johnny Bass.
All that other stuff kind of takes over. I mean, there's white fish coming all around, swim, big giant ones. You know, those you know, 4 to 8 pound white fish and stuff that are just extraordinary. I mean, most people look at a white fish and go, what is that? I'm like, that's a white fish. Oh, it's impossible. I'm like, no, that's a white fish.
And they fight and pull. It's so fun. They put on a good show.
Oh, it's so cool. They use a 1/2 ounce, 1/4 ounce barrel sinker with a little strip of squid on it and just annihilate those big suckers on your bass gear. Yeah, on like your 12 and 15 pound. Yeah.
You're so infectious, Jason.
It's so
you have
fun.
Me all
makes
fired
you
up.
Go. Makes you want to go right now.
It's fun, you know?
Speaking of this great fishing, Jamie, one of the other hats that you wear is on the... You know, on the fisheries side of things, and I know it's something that you are hugely involved in, and you just became a part of yet another, and give us a little kind of shot into the background of some of the fisheries things that you and your family, participate in.
So when Jason and I got married, he had been a longtime member of the board of directors for SAC, for the Sport Fishing Association, and I started tagging along to meetings with him. And I'd start talking up some ideas every once in a while of, well, why don't you try this or why don't you try that? And Ken Frankie came into leadership, and he brought in some great team members to help support the office. And I started talking with them a little more and wanting to get more involved with the management side, recognizing, like, I may not be on the water every day, but I see what's going on.
Yeah.
And I had some ideas, and we started talking. We started getting some stuff, and... I started getting more involved in the fishery management side of things, both on the state side and the federal side. And so I'm now one of the vice presidents. There's 3 vice presidents for SAC. I'm the northernmost vice president for SAC. And then I was just appointed to the Pacific Fishery Management Council that oversees all the federal fisheries for the west coast of the United States.
Wow.
A very big deal.
Now, let's face it.
Yeah.
Big, sweaty fishermen with a chip on their shoulder. Used to represent us, and we did a fine job, but these women, these do a way better job than us. Yeah,
they
look better, speak better. I mean, it's the whole.
I have a great team. Ken's put together a great team, so it's Ken Frankie for SAC. We have Merritt McRae as our science advisor, who's amazing.
Who is
He's
a
been
G.
in the industry for forever.
Merritt McRae's a G, man. He's amazing.
And then myself for up north, Donna Kalez is kind of our mid. So L.A. Orange County, L.A. And then we got Franker City down here for San Diego and kind of handling things in San Diego,
also
Mexico.
Yeah.
And Donna and I will frequently be at those meetings together, even before I was appointed. We'd go to those meetings together with the Fish and Game Commission or the Pacific Council, and strategize with Merritt and work together to try and figure stuff out. We've been in a tough position, I'm just going to say it, for rockfish, for groundfish, for a while now, since COVID pretty much. It's been tough. There was some rough stock assessments that came out, and we've been working really hard with you may have been on boats where there's sampling going right. on, not CDFW sampling, but you'll see the crew tagging fish and measuring fish, and that's a cooperative, collaborative scientific collection program that staff helped create to fill these data gaps that were what contributed to these really awful stock assessment results we had.
Some of those really harsh things were just lack of science, and
yep.
they just throw that term around, best available, and yep. when best available is nothing,
but then that
in the absence of anything else,
yeah.
that's what you got, that's best available. And
then
so
that
we said,
knee-jerk reaction comes in and messes everything
yeah.
up.
So we said, well,
we need to reassess.
We're
going to
give
you
something else to consider.
Yeah.
It's almost a fear of the unknown, right? Like
yeah.
they put the label of unknown.
You know, it'd be really cool if we could just take all those people out fishing for a little bit and show them how great it is.
But I think
this is the good old days for fishing.
But
fishing,
Jason, I think that's what Jamie's explaining
yeah.
is they
right.
they are
saying.
Taking them out fishing by creating that data and by
yep.
putting
right.
it down on paper.
We're putting it in the way that it can actually get introduced into this management process. And it's not a perfect process. It is far from it. But there are a lot of folks right now, specifically, that are on the council, that are part of the council process, that recognize the what's lacking
yeah.
and are trying to make it better as quickly as we can, but do it the right way instead of just Band-Aid after Band-Aid.
Well, just knowing that the representation is coming from someone who clearly has passion for this, like you, who's so involved in the fishing that we are a part of and landings and boats, it makes you feel so good.
But also, just remember, fishing's good. This ocean is alive. It's amazing. Don't let them tell you,
yeah.
whoever them might be, that right. it sucks, that it's messed up out here. It is so far from messed up.
Well,
it's actually the best. I've never seen so many whales, dolphins, all the stuff everywhere. It's amazing. Fishing's good.
And you live.
I live fishing.
But you live and fish the Channel Islands, where it's really the biodiversity with
yep.
the whales and the mammals is
the whale show on the way out is a huge part of our
yeah,
show. I mean,
yeah,
it is
yeah.
amazing. All
right.
the fins flipping around, breaching. I mean, it's a daily occurrence.
Alongside the fishing.
And the 35,000 dolphins you see as you travel across the channel,
isn't
too,
that crazy?
Right? Yeah, it's amazing.
Something
yeah.
that I'm sure you guys almost can't help but take for granted because you see it so often.
That doesn't
awesome.
Get old, yeah.
yeah.
I remember Cy and myself were talking about, this is starting to get old. He's like, yeah, you're right.
So going back and back with stuff, Cy, a mutual friend of ours,
right.
Cy Fukui, who
yep.
was a part of this industry and grew up under Buzz, Brisendine,
uh-huh.
and running the boat there on the Prowler. And
remember all that.
And
yep.
and now is a part of the Santa Barbara crew and
yep.
lives
was,
up there.
He was our inaugural captain for the Coral
Sea. He was in our wedding.
Yeah. He was
like,
yeah.
thinking cool, huh?
And I bring that up because there's probably a lot of listeners that can
of
relate
course.
And remember
That's
Cy.
Right. I'm
yes.
sure there's a bunch of them, yeah.
Jason, you know what's incredible? We have an entire 2 hours to talk and
to hit
talk
hard, yeah.
what we used to know as Sea Landing, but now is Santa Barbara Landing, and having Jason Diamond and Jamie Diamond and the hat you wear with Pacific Marine Fisheries.
Pacific Fishery Management Council.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You probably have to correct me a few more
That's
times,
okay.
and I appreciate it, Jamie. But being on the show today, join us, please. I'm a fan, 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app, and that's only done through the app. It says right there, text the show.
It's clearly going to be a busy morning for Jeff. There's literally one phone line still open. We haven't given the phone numbers yet,
and
there's only one left. So
it's
going to be a busy morning.
And who would be on line one?
Yeah.
Would be our one and only Hills from up there. Hills.
Cool.
So anyway. Give us a call, 833-288-0973, or send us a text via the app. And I think we've got a special prize today for a lucky winner, right?
Yeah, we got some fishing passes.
Hey,
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, we're going to give away
awesome.
Some trips.
Yep.
So
yep.
Lucky caller or texter, and we always decide that at the end of the show based on a coin flip, is going to get to go fishing with you guys and enjoy everything
awesome.
That we've been talking about at Santa Barbara Landing and getting to get in on that great fishing, the beautiful boats that you guys have up there. What a cool opportunity, you guys. That's awesome. Thank
and when we come back from our break, we'll describe that trip, and we'll
Absolutely.
Be right back, not
cool.
only on the Let's Talk Cal Cookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, but on 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting, and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. Saturday, November 1st.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast Series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG Series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Wow. All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Cooking. As Jason said, wow, man, we're having such a good time and just good conversation and camaraderie and having fun and talking Santa Barbara Landing.
Jamie, it's just a bummer you couldn't have found somebody that's more into fishing. You
know? Right?
Like, it just seems like that's a background and something you like. It's just too bad that you couldn't find a guy that's with it equally like fishing as much as you do.
I met her
real shame.
At the landing.
Yeah.
I met her at the landing. She was selling tickets at
that's
the landing.
Awesome. I want to take it the other way. Jamie, it's awesome that you met such a wonderful person and have tamed the wild beast of Jason Island.
I remember the landing manager at the time. His all.
Keep it PG, please.
I hired this girl that you might really like. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm really. And she comes popping out from behind the back. She says, "Hi, I'm Jamie." I'm like, "That's Miss Diamond." The three she walked back, I told him, I'm like, you were right. That's going to be Miss Diamond. He's all, "You think so?" I'm all, "Oh, it's going to be."
And with that being said, we have to give congratulatory.
Yeah.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
20 years.
How about that?
20 years, man.
Incredible.
Seems like I just met her, honestly. It's awesome.
Well, it's really we're really stoked to have you guys down here and take the time out of an awesome weekend to come hang out and talk fishing with us. And the phones are literally packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to you.
Let's get to it.
Corey, you mentioned, too, if you want to join us on the text, that's an option, too. The texts have already been piling through. It's just going to be a really fun show, and we're so excited. And, again, giving away a trip to go fishing with you guys at a Santa Barbara landing. What an awesome opportunity, and we really appreciate it, man.
Is that going to be fishing with Rafa on a three-quarter day?
They can pick either boat.
Stardust,
Coral Sea, half-day, three-quarter day. It's up to them. Yep. They're going to get a code, and they pop it in.
We do a half-day trip every Wednesday.
How cool.
You guys are awesome.
Right?
Really cool.
Well, let's start it off. Let's go to line number one, as mentioned, and talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
What's up, Hills? Well, why don't we grab another phone call? Maybe Hills got busy.
Let's try that. Let's try line number two. John Cole from Huntington Beach. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Great, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, I've got a bunch of questions. Last time I fished out of your landing was like I was in high school, and I'm curious. First of all, how was the salmon? Incidental salmon fishing out there this
year. We didn't catch any incidental salmon this year.
None.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember 95 through 97. That was a kind of a freak of nature. We've never caught salmon like that. It was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, that was a fluke pretty much. I mean, we've never caught, it never
that
really
wasn't
happened
the norm,
before.
And it isn't.
And it hasn't happened after. That was just one of those things that happened in our area.
But no incidental.
I will say over the years, there will be an incidental here, an occasional here or there. Yeah. This year, the last couple of years, on our boats, we haven't had any.
Yeah, not one this
year. Not a single one. But some of the commercial guys, every once in a while, they'll be fishing for rockfish or whatever, and they'll end up finding one. They came down to Morro Bay, down that way. They really don't come around Conception much, but I've been seeing pictures on Facebook and stuff of these random ones that was caught, supposedly, I mean, who knows today with Photoshop and all that, but supposedly off the beach from Ventura, I saw one. I saw one that I guess was down in Mexico last week that somebody caught one, but... There's a lot of salmon out there.
Yeah.
I've been talking to the guys up north in the Bay Area that before the last two-day salmon season happened, they were out doing some research and tagging on salmon, and they called me and they said, oh, my gosh, there is so much fish.
Now, is salmon something that falls under Pacific Fisheries Management Council?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a federally managed species, and California has had it bad for about 3 or 4 years now. There's been no commercial fishery. Those guys are really hurting, and very, very limited, very strict recreational access.
A couple of two-day opportunities
this year. It's there was no opportunity the previous 2 years.
And there's a big part of California that is their fishery. Like that, there's a lot of fishermen out there that is what they do. And just imagine, you know, if you love shallow water rock cod fishing and that's your favorite thing to do and you do it most of the year, think of it if you got two-day opportunities for the year to participate in it.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's rough. So
I have a question. What do you think that derived from? I mean, do you think there was just a bad spawn season? Or
So there's a few things that go into it. And you don't want to hear how well. Most people will probably relate to how he processes it. The problem is I know too much. Like, I know into the details of really of the why. Whether you believe what went into it or not. Let's just start with fish don't always come back. Salmon don't always come back, right? That's how you get bigger fish, right? Bigger salmon because
they didn't
return.
They spawn and die, right?
They spawn and they die. There's a poster. It says spawn till you die with salmon all over it because that's what they do.
And once they go up, they die.
Game over. They die. And so years ago, fish staying out, that means they aren't seeing the returns, okay, which means in their mind there aren't going to be as many spawners for the next coming years, and there's like a three-year cycle from when they're spawned to when they're supposed to come back.
And up to a 4 or 5 year?
Yeah, so I'm newer to the salmon stuff because I've never really had – I hadn't had to think about salmon much before now that it's under my purview.
Right.
But the other thing is California has really bad water flow. The rivers that help the productivity of the salmon, they need a lot of volume and they need cold. And they have not had that. And that is something that no matter how stringently you regulate people fishing those fish, that's not going to change.
Sure.
How much water gets let out into those rivers and the temperature and the when and the volume, like, that is a variable that is out of the council's purview.
Right.
And no amount of opportunity or lack thereof will change that yeah. factor. And that is the big, in my opinion,
yeah.
one of the biggest problems for the fishery.
Yeah, how do you regulate a fishery where the biggest problem is completely out of your hands?
Exactly.
Yeah. And like you said, you could have an unlimited season take all you want or shut it down completely. And the reality is that's not going to put
that's
nearly the
dent.
That's
not going to be enough.
That is
never will it be enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is the reason why the fishing yeah. was so slow, or the amount of opportunity was so low, because the returns were low, and in a person's mind, well, because the returns were low, we're not going to take many, and that's how it happened.
Not yeah. taking account of how many
rules.
Billions of salmon are out there.
Right.
There's rules and there's law in place that certain things have to happen a certain way. That's
yeah.
actually something that's being looked at the council in the next couple years.
It's just me.
I know Jason has his feelings on things
as most fishermen do,
and it yeah. and it stinks that there's like we're confined to this process of how sure. through Magnuson-Stevens Act. The Fishery Conservation Act.
This doesn't take very long,
right?
And it's unfortunate. And there's we're working yeah. CDFW and the council are trying to figure out ways to do what they can to provide the most opportunity and do the least harm.
And it's got to be extra tough for a Jason when you see like, okay, well we're gonna have a two day season and. You know, we're planning on this amount of fish being caught, and it opened up, and it was just
game.
It was the
on.
It was as you've described so many of the fish up there. It was as good
full
as it's
speed.
Ever been ever.
Full speed.
It's always going to be good.
Yeah. Getting calls.
Fishing's
yeah.
always going to be good, sir.
Get a little closer to your microphone.
To
fishing's
we're trying
good.
To signal you in. Get a little closer.
Yeah.
There's
going
to be a little ebb and flow in fishing. That's yeah. life. But I mean, it's always going to be good, man. You can't mess this up.
Yeah.
It would have been messed up already.
No, that's true.
It's
I mean,
so good. How long have we been on this earth for?
No, right?
It's good.
But Jason, to back you up on that, the white sea bass fishery, because you and I growing up, a white sea bass was a golden guppy.
Well, no, it was. It was. You'd
so
be lucky.
Today,
yeah. Today they're very common.
It's,
well, more common,
it's,
I should say. Halibut, too. My gosh.
Halibut's on the same
everywhere.
Page.
This harbor, the San Diego Harbor, is full of those suckers,
and,
man.
The bluefin fishery? Like you and I growing up, there
how
was a
funny
golden
is
guppy.
It that they put the two fish limit on bluefin and then they exploded?
But it's,
and there's bluefin everywhere.
That's exactly
that happened
it.
That same year. Is that crazy?
It is.
It's almost like they knew. And let's get
but the beautiful
theory.
Part of it, Jason, is they limited us to two, but they're still fishable. We can still fish them.
Yep.
Right.
And they're quality.
Yeah,
so if you want to keep your 20 to 30 pounder, you can. Or if you want to hold out
for a larger one.
An 80 to 100 pounder.
Yeah. Right.
You're more than welcome
that's
to.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, bones are packed up. Let's jump right back into them.
Let's do it. Let's try Hills again. How about that? Hills from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
What's up, Hills?
Good morning. Yeah, I sure love Santa Barbara Landing now. I was going to say Landing, but the,
it's okay, man. I
you know,
say it, too.
Rock Cod Rick has little kids now, the cod fry, and they that's when I first started loving fishing when I was Wyatt and Whalen's age there. But in the '60s we had a boat in Santa Barbara Harbor and I had a Sabot and it's sailing around in there. But in any case, I'd like to say is also the Sealand or Santa Barbara Land, they nurture these. Really good captains, like for instance, like Dana Pointes, Josh Anguiano was at their landing. Now he's
yep.
second captain on the New Land, and this is the sort of grade of captains that you guys have on your boats. And I've been on many trips on the Stardust. Coral Sea, I caught my first tuna in like 1990 with Anchor City on that boat. But
cool.
What I'd like to also compliment you guys on is how easy it is to fish and how good the fishing is that you can park about 100 feet from the boat and you do have to pay, but It's just so easy. And the run out to Rosa for these insane rockfish spots and whitefish. Whitefish are, like Jamie said, they bite like crazy. They're so fun. And they're good eating. But in any case, for people who are considering going, the people are so nice. The parking is super easy. And your fishing is spectacular. And you get to see the wildlife, like you guys mentioned. I've seen basking sharks on the starter.
Yeah, I remember
and,
that.
You know, right next to the boat. And it's just fantastic. So thank you guys very much.
What a great call, man.
Thank you so much.
Such a good one. Always nice having Hills on the show and always great input. And
but you can just tell, I mean, and what a great thing. And you know, that's a great call from Hills. You know, I mean, you talk about how easy it is to get there. There's a lot of people that maybe are living in San Diego or Orange County. It's not a long drive.
You'd be surprised.
You make a great trip out of it and really get to experience a fishery that's not the same thing that you've done before. And
I bet 60-70% of our customers come from down here and the Inland Empire and Orange County and all
Riverside,
those areas. Yeah,
all those areas.
How far is it, Jason? How far is it for somebody from the Bakersfield, like, interior? Like,
well, you know, if you're not far.
That's why I asked.
Plus, there's no traffic at that hour of the morning.
Oh.
It's so funny. I tried leaving at 6 a.m. I didn't hear many people.
Really?
Left at 7, fill the boats.
Because they had to leave too early from their home, like for an hour.
An extra hour.
This is funny. Yeah. If you have to get up at 2 in the morning to go fishing, you might not.
Yeah. Two's still nighttime. Three's still early.
We can all get up at 3 or 4 in the morning to go fishing. Yeah, totally. We do anyway, right?
So your 7 a.m. Your 7 a.m. departure is your half day or three
quarter day? No, that's our normal three-quarter day. We leave at 7, get back at 5 or 6. We just stay out on it a little later.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
so you're coming back after the traffic.
And they come when we come back, there's not much traffic going home, right?
Yeah, right.
It's just how it worked out. That's the sweet spot for everybody.
It's so wonderful having you two in studio and talking Santa Barbara Landing. And hold tight. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Let's Talk Cookup. We're going to come back not only with more calls and texts, but we've got the fish reports ahead, too, when we return on the Let's Talk Cookup app. YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Saturday, November 1st is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, great deals on tackle, and top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO. Save huge on AFTCO Psychofluorocarbon, clothing, gaffs, tackle bags, fillet knives, belts, harnesses, and more. It's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, Saturday, November 1st.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
Hello. This is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgerSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgerSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Lobster season is here, and success starts with the right gear. And no one does it better than Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar's Ambush Series hoop nets and accessories are trusted by the most dedicated lobster fishermen on the coast. If you're a serious lobster fisherman or a beginner, Promar makes the gear and shares the information you need to be successful on the water. Promar, the name behind more lobster limits than any other. Visit PromarIHE.com to gear up today.
Get it all.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio, Rick, and just having Jamie and Jason Diamond in studio. It's super cool, and the hats they wear is crazy, man.
Yeah,
right?
I love it. We're just a great time and a great place to get to go fishing, and you know, and I'm the same. I mean, it's just got me fired up. I've never had the opportunity to come fishing with you guys. I can't wait. You know,
we gotta get you out.
Yeah,
there.
Just
we gotta
hearing
get you
this
there.
Kind of fishing, what you guys get to do on the daily basis, and rock fishing is one of my favorite things, but boy, that you get to do it in the Mecca. I mean, it's just it's so different, the opportunities that you have to catch them in shallow water and deep and all the varieties. And like you said at the very beginning of the show too, Jamie, it's in addition to really fun fishing, it's a really cool harvest you get. I mean, there's, yeah. let's be real. What is better than bringing home, you know, a bag of fresh local rock? It gets no better
well,
on the table.
Also, too, that whole Channel Islands area, Cisco's, Ventura, yeah. Us, all that, that is a I mean, we're known for catching a lot of really good-eating fish, yeah. And they're really good size.
No doubt.
You know, it's. I mean, our game fish are white sea bass, which, you know, those taste good. Halibut, stuff like that, right? I mean, that's even everything's really good
we're,
to eat
we're really
up
lucky,
there.
You know?
You are.
I mean,
yeah. Awesome.
It's the location.
It's
and we
so
know
prolific.
That not everybody has the same opportunity. You know, different areas have different things that are kind of like their thing or their
sure.
fishery. And we're just really fortunate that this is ours. You know, Jason said called it God's country. I call it the Galapagos of North America.
Well, in that
real.
Area, too,
like,
it's very successful
you know?
Fishing. If you're not, you don't have a lot of time to go fishing, and you've been fishing a lot, and you're like, I've been kind of unsuccessful in my fishing career. And you go up there, and
You're
we make you look good.
Yeah, you're catching
well,
I love it.
You're catching stuff. And, like, for a lot of people, they don't have a lot of time to go searching, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start going here because I'm going to catch something every trip.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm going to catch fish every day. I'm going to catch some nice
has
fish
it been
every day.
This year more of a squid fishery than a fin bait?
I'm going to let you know a little secret about something.
We're ready.
We don't use live squid, really.
At
we,
all.
Leaving at 7 a.m. Guess what we catch most of our white sea bass on? Frozen squid.
Really?
That's it.
But it's still squid.
It's still squid.
No, it is
but,
squid.
But
I'm trying to
tell
you that
there's a misnomer
yeah,
of like
it's
you can
gotta
be only it's gotta
you don't
be
have
live
a live squid.
Bro, we never have squid live squid man. Except the, like on our overnights where yeah, we're right. out there the night before, which are our private charters or our 2 day. But
and
we,
you managed to catch a sea bass or two this year?
We go out
just
there.
A couple.
We go out there with boxes of frozen squid, thawed out and knock the crap out
I
of those things,
it.
Man. We
I
have those
it.
Things up.
That's great. Well, phones are packed, Corey. Let's keep jumping into them.
Let's do that. How about Alex. Alex Cone from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Hey. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I already scoped it out. I go to Bakersfield all the time to go visit my mother-in-law. And by that, I mean my wife drags me out to Bakersfield to go visit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've always thought about checking out some of these, like Channel Island or like Santa Barbara. It's actually not too far. It's like down 33, like 2 hours.
Yeah, not that far.
A little time to sneak away. What I did want to ask is, how big do the lingcod get? Like, what's the biggest lingcod you guys have seen out there, and what's the perfect rig?
The biggest
how
one
far,
we've ever caught
down are we
was on the Stardust. I think it was 36 pounds.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
It was huge. It ate a bocaccio, like a six-pound bocaccio. The bocaccio was stuck in its mouth. The spines, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it ate a giant bocaccio, you know, ones with the
I mean,
black spots on them.
Jason, a six-pound bocaccio.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was huge. And the link, it was wedged in the lingcod's mouth. And we caught that at St. Augustine.
Wow.
Which is the Gaviota Coast, which is our plan B fishing when we can't get down because it's too rough. We fish at Gaviota
Coast. Coastal
which
fish,
is
yeah.
it's amazing. Yeah. Our plan B is pretty dang good, man.
So part B of his question was, what are we catching the majority of our lingcod? Like, if you want to go out and get those lingcod, what are you doing?
You know, sardines, jigs, plastics.
It's all the above.
A whole squid.
Yeah.
Right.
And
anchovies. I mean, we catch lings on everything.
And in a coastal fishery, I mean, how deep a water typically?
Yeah, what's the right
coastal,
rod and reel?
You know, if you have a rod with like 50-pound braid on it and a 30-pound top shot, good to go. And we'll top shot you for free.
Is
we have top shot. We have spools.
Is it deeper than 50 fathom?
Well, depends on the reg.
Generally on the coast. Well, we can do both. We can do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shallow. You can fish shallow.
You can fish well. That San Augustine area is really fun for us.
Do you like a?
That's an extremely good plan B.
Do you like a heavy, larger, oversized bass reel type rod and reel to fish it, or is it more of a smaller round? Like I fish Lexes
uh-huh. and stuff and Tranks.
Like a 400 size.
Yeah, I fish a 300-400.
Okay.
Sounds like so much fun.
Think about it for a minute. The braided line changed the world as far as
for
any depth of water you want to fish now. Yeah. You can take a Lexa 400 and fish 400 feet of water. Right?
So our rental gear, we upgraded our rental gear, our reels.
Awesome. Yeah.
It used to be Jigmaster 500s, you know.
Just the old school but suitable.
Old school
right?
but suitable, but yeah. not the most user friendly.
Yeah.
And kind of a pain to fix for our rod tech. But we switched it up to Akuma Cortez. We have braid on our rental gear,
and then we top shot it.
Yeah. And they're really user friendly. We have them on what are ugly stick tiger rods, so they're fairly indestructible.
Right.
You know,
and that rod feels good in your hand.
And the rod
too.
Feels good
went
in your hand.
A lot of
so
stuff before
that's
we found
what
that.
We're using for our rental gear, and the majority of our fish are caught on our rental gear.
Yeah.
So to give you an idea of what. You know, what works.
Yeah, perfect.
It can be really simple. It doesn't have to be super expensive or high tech or whatever. Just something that you can use, right? You got to be able to use it. So you can buy something fancy, but if you can't operate it well,
sure.
then what does it matter?
And what a great move you guys did.
Yeah.
Going through, finding what you thought was the right rod reel and offering a more premium level of
I always wanted to just get in there and make all that really good.
Just
like everything in our tackle wall, it's not like a fisherman catcher. Everything catches fish on that
there
wall.
For a reason.
Everything catches fish on that wall, yeah.
Awesome. I really was inspired by, you know, what goes on down here. And when I got the opportunity to kind of redo how things are there,
cool.
I was just channeling down here and Dana Wharf and what everybody did, like... That y'all do it.
Yeah.
Y'all know how to do it. You offer good gear, and people are happy to rent that if they don't have to bring their own.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah, it's just
and
one
that's
less
what
thing
we want.
To worry about.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
And the quality of fish, like our mutual friend Cy, and I know Rafa's told me too, like the quality. I mean, we talk about brown rockfish down here, and we think of, you know, a simple half pound, three quarter pound, maybe a 1 pounder.
Yeah, they're this big.
I mean,
they're like...
They're bigger than plate size.
Well, you're showing with your hands, but I know from Cy and Rafa describing, they're quality 2 to 3 pound.
Yeah, they're big ones.
Yeah. Like, and even bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I've never even heard of a brown rockfish.
And just
like,
how cool that, you can go do all that with a bass rod.
That's what I'm saying.
A leadhead and a swim bait.
Yep.
And a squid in shallow water. And they pull the whole time. It's not the days of, you know, if in your mindset, rock cod fishing is a 6-0 and a bicycle handle and a
there's
rock
no
cod blade and 10 hooks.
There's no such thing as floating a canyon in your market. We're allowed 2 hooks.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, Jason, if the wind's blowing out at the outer islands, going up the coast.
Fishing our coastline is extremely good.
And what most people don't realize that I want to describe is that if we have a west wind.
Yeah.
It's when actually
conception blocks it.
But it's offshore for you.
Right.
Yeah. It's like an east wind for us down
we're
here.
We're fishing in a lee, actually, up the coast. Yeah.
That's where I wanted to make sure that got out because it's a beautiful.
A lee. Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because we'll start getting calls when people see wind.
Sure.
They're like, oh, are we still going to go? They get concerned. They get concerned. We're like, oh, we have, don't worry.
Yeah.
We got you.
Right.
We're good. We got plan A. We got plan B. We got C and D.
Yeah.
And they're all pretty epic places to fish.
Awesome. Yeah.
There are certain times where it's a blowout, and I have to cancel a trip. I'm not going to take anybody out.
Just
going to
say, yesterday and today, we didn't cancel.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a no-go.
Yeah, right. The Friday and Saturday, it was a no-go.
Well, we experienced that in the kiddie pool down here multiple times.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sometimes they throw wind at you, and when it's not supposed to go, you hang out and enjoy the coast, and then you get back on the boat the next day when the wind backs off, and you get go back fishing.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful part of that.
Well, let's try to sneak in one more there, Corey.
All right, let's do it. How about John? John calling from Anaheim. Good morning, John.
What's up, John?
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
My question is, I mean, a lot of questions got answered already. I was wondering about the lingcod, and then I was wondering about halibut. How are the chucklehead up there? fishery.
Oh, the copper?
Oh, the coppers are big.
Like jumbo.
So many.
Thousands and thousands of them.
Sore spot.
I run from those suckers. I got to run from them.
I got a reputation as being the copper lady at the council because...
John knew how to get Jason fired up.
There are
it also got me bummed.
Oh, talk about getting fired up. We have an entire another hour ahead of us on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Jason, the livacious Jason Diamond and Jamie Diamond, when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotty bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfisherchartersdom.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, backed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.